Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
World is flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosen is our guest, our good friend, seven-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and CEO of Prosen Center for Business. Bob, thanks again for all the great years you've been giving us. We appreciate you very much.
Jim, it's my pleasure to work with you.
Kiss Theory Goodbye, folks. That's his book. That's his outstanding book. That won an award, didn't it, Bob?
Jim, you know, I've been lucky. I've won a few of them, and, you know, we actually hit number one in Amazon, not only in books, but in everything sold there for a little while.
Wow. I'm not surprised. As I said before, folks, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So, Bob, I was telling you earlier about he's out in the field, he's got his ear to the ground and his finger on the pulse of what's happening. He's talking to real life small business owners and medium sized business owners, their customers, and bigger companies who are our customers, and he brings back these reports of what he's seeing out there. What else are you seeing out there, Bob?
Jim, I still see us making mistakes in hiring people, and the pain that it has on a small business is almost incalculable. Because let's face it, when we're running a small business, we're running a little lean, and we got to make sure everything counts. We're trying to take advantage of today's marketplace. I mean, in many cases, it doesn't get much better than this for selling. There's a lot of people buying our products and services.
Yep.
And yet, sometimes we still make a hiring mistake. So I want to give the audience a very important tip here today. I'm going through it right now with a customer that almost made the same mistake. Up in New York, there's a fantastic physical therapy firm that I'm working with, the New York City Small Business. They wanted to hire a CFO, and they interviewed a couple of candidates, and we even brought them in, and we had them go through a 90-day, what will you get done, notice the words, get done, when you're part of the organization. So they wrote that up, and we had our conversation. We met with them. On the way out, the CEO said to me, I really like this guy. I think we should hire him. And I said, no, don't hire him yet. I want you to do one more thing. And he said, what's that? I said, let's wait a little bit. When I come back to New York in a couple weeks, let's have him, and this is important, I want everybody to hear this. I wanted him to present, the CFO, the financial guy, present the closing package. In other words, the financial package that they would discuss with the CEO of their business,
mm-hmm.
present that to us as if we were the CEO. Now we got to see this candidate in their element. We had them actually present what they would do in their normal job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after we had that meeting, I had to run and go catch a plane, so I said to the CEO, just call me in the cab and let's talk about it. 15 minutes later, he's on my phone, and he said, Bob, that was the best thing we've ever done. I am not hiring that guy.
Wow.
I said, you see?
Yeah.
We've got to do our due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Let's spin the clock forward about a month. I just got an email from the CEO yesterday. We interviewed another guy doing through the same process on Friday,
mm-hmm.
last week. They're now having dinner, the two spouses and the CEO and the candidate. We will hire this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He presented it, and we went, that's exactly what we need in this business.
So how would you scale that down to a lesser hire, assignment? Take it down a notch to say a manager or something like that?
Sure. Let's do it to a salesperson. How's that?
All right.
Because everybody's looking for them.
Yep.
So we asked the salesperson, come on in here on one piece of paper and tell us what you'll get done for our business when you become part of it, because we really like him, or he wouldn't be in these interviews. So he's going through a one piece of paper, things he or she would get done. And here's the question to everybody. How should that person behave in that meeting, in that last interview? And the answer is, they should be trying to sell you the entire time. If they're not trying to close you,
mm-hmm.
they will not sell for you when they're out with your clients. Put them in their element.
Mm-hmm.
Have them give you the company pitch. Have them stand up and try and sell something to you.
I also, and for other assignments, I'm looking for how curious they are about what you're telling them about the job.
What in terms of their questions.
Yes, yes. In other words, if they're just sitting there listening, and I don't want them to just, you know, I want them to talk about, I want them to ask me questions about how the assignment works and something. I want a level of curiosity. And if I don't see that, then I'm turned off.
Yeah. And don't you want them to ask you some very insightful question stuff? You go, you know, I really hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, yeah. If you're with them enough, as time goes by, and also as much as possible, let someone else interview them.
Always, without
you being in the room.
Always do that, Jim.
Yeah.
I tell all my clients, have multiple people from your company talk to candidates. Oh, here's a good one. I want everybody to do this.
30 seconds.
Don't let anybody ever talk to a candidate unless they're your A players. Only let your A players talk to a candidate. Because
mm-hmm.
A people hire A people.
People who, if you, something happened to you, they'd be taking over your company.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, that level. Yeah, that's smart, very smart. Hey, Bob, you're the best, buddy. I appreciate you being here. What a great report you gave us. Come back soon.
Jim, thanks, buddy.
BobProzen.com, is that right?
That's it.
And, Small Business Accelerators, you still got that?
I sure do. It's a fantastic course.
Right on the website, right?
Right there.
BobProzen.com, the Small Business Accelerator. Check it out, folks. You'll thank me later. Quick break, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.